Morning to you. There was panic and terror just outside Belfast yesterday afternoon when gunmen opened fire at the police. Children were playing in a residential street when up to six shots were fired as the officers arrived at Fox's Glen near Dunmurry. No one was injured. The police were responding to bogus reports of a burglary in the area. A man has been arrested. The Sinn Féin Junior Minister Jennifer McCann with us today. Jennifer, the danger is that we take this as somehow part of what happens in Northern Ireland. It shouldn't, and it can't.
No, you're totally right, Stephen. I was very, very angry. I know this community is very, very angry and very concerned at this attack yesterday. On two fronts. I mean, anybody who would know Fox's Glen would know that that's an area where there are a number of families, young families with young children. And children play very often in the streets, and it was that's what was happening yesterday. But also, we have built up a good working relationship with the local community policing team in this community. And only earlier this week, there was a serious sexual assault on a young teenager, and we were working together, political representatives and community representatives, working with the community policing team to try and apprehend or bring to justice the perpetrator of that attack. And for people to ring about a bogus burglary, you know, I think that really we in this community, and I have been speaking with people. I spoke with people yesterday. I spoke with people late last night. Those families weren't even getting back into their homes the after 11 o'clock. So people are very, very angry at this.
Someone could have been killed.
Yes, and I mean, it's only for the grace of God no one was killed or seriously injured. And as I said, one of those children that were out playing in that street yesterday was a deaf child who didn't even know what was going on until his mother came out and actually had to grab him off the streets. There was a car that was struck by this one of these bullets as well, and someone had just left that car. So this just wasn't an attack on the PSNI, this was an attack on that local community as well.
And so the people who are doing this, like, do they understand that they could have killed children yesterday? Children.
Well, Stephen, I mean, you're going to have to ask those people that were responsible for this attack for to try and justify it. All I can say is that we are working hard, political representatives, community representatives, with the PSNI to ensure that there's a good community police service in this community. And our relationship has been built up over years and is a good working relationship. Now, all I can say is to ask those people to try and tell the families, the mothers that I was with last night in Brook Activity Centre till after 11 o'clock, tell those people why you carried out this attack and why you almost killed and or seriously injured our young children.
The security journalist Bram Rowan with us this morning as well. What do we know about this so far, Brian?
Well, it fits a pattern, Stephen, and it's a very familiar tactic, a bogus call designed to lure police into the area and into an ambush. And we've seen this type of attack practiced many times over a period of recent years in Belfast, a tactic used often by the faction Oghlaigh na hÉireann, ONH. Now, no statement on yesterday's incident as yet, and we wait to see who puts their name to this. But there have been many incidents created, calls made to bring police into different areas and locations, grenades thrown at them, devices placed to try to catch them in bomb traps. Yesterday, shots fired. You've described the three officers badly shaken but not hurt. But these are the fine lines between what the dissidents would term success and failure. And success in their cold terms will be injury or killing a police officer. There's been a recent pattern of failed activity, many plans and plots interrupted, arms seized, arrests made. Then there was a period of quiet, and now this incident yesterday, almost as a reminder that they're still out there and still intent on this type of attack.
And would you expect, Brian, and should we in the community expect some type of ratcheting up from the dissidents ahead of G8?
Well, you've got a number of big events in the not-too-distant future, Stephen. The G8 Summit, of course, the World Police and Fire Games, all of the problems associated around the marching season as well. And within all of that, the dissidents will attempt to make their own news and their own headlines, and news and headlines for them will be a successful attack on the security forces. We saw them play a deadly game in the confrontation of marching and protest last year and on other occasions, firing shots at the police in Ardoyne. So can we expect to see a bit more from them? Certainly, I would expect they will try to carry out attacks, try to cause disruption. But we have seen that pattern, Stephen, recently, where a lot of what they've tried to do has been interrupted and stopped. And that's an indication that both MI5 and police intelligence are well across many of their plans, but they can't be across all of their plans and plots. And we saw it yesterday, how on occasions they can get in onto the radar.